Women and children are now staying in a local shelter for up to 6 months because of a lack of local housing options, prompting my friend's house to ask other charities for help. In February of 2024, the nonprofit organization My Friend's House was awarded a $400,000 grant, funded through the United Way Simcoe Muskoka, for a new project called Finding Home. Over 3 years, the money will be used to help those women and children find affordable housing faster, giving them a more permanent home and offering more shelter space to those who need it. My Friend's House has experienced steadily increasing crisis calls over the past 5 years, and the lack of available affordable housing drastically affects its services. With only 12 beds, the average length of stay has increased from 8 weeks prior to the COVID-19 pandemic to now averaging 6 months, explained My Friend's House project manager Samantha Jones in a video on its website. She mentioned that My Friend's House received 4,000 crisis calls last year alone. Transition coordinator at My Friend's House, Jordan Marshall, explained that the funds have allowed her to move from part-time to working full-time hours. The grant money has also contributed to creating a housing fund. Marshall described it as a Kickstarter for women who need the extra money once they have found a home, for things like first and last month's rent or the cost of a moving truck. The funds will also be used for storytelling, according to Jody Petitpas, the senior development and communications manager at My Friend's House. Work is underway to create a short film to showcase the challenges and needs they see within the South Georgian Bay Area and what they have been working around. The biggest impact of the grant has been dedicating time to build more community partnerships and create transitional opportunities for women moving on from the shelter program, according to Marshall, and the next biggest impact is to spread awareness. She recognized that the increased cost of living has affected everyone, individuals and businesses alike, so her task is not always easy. The response can be that everybody's bills have increased, so it's been a bit of a grind to have those conversations. But it's a grind I'm happy to do, she said. For landlords who manage a number of units, she explained that adding just one to the program can make a difference. For someone that is ready to be back on their own and on their feet but just needs a little bit of help to get there, she said the affordable renting space is crucial to their livelihood. She is also tasked with education to reducing stigmas. Women who enter the program at My Friend's House are often starting with nothing. Sources of income and balancing childcare are big challenges. Landlords may be skeptical about renting to those using social assistance programs or who have multiple young children, she explained. My Friend's House is a consistent source of support for a year after a client leaves the shelter. Marshall continues to connect women and children to services throughout the community. The child and youth worker is facilitated by an outreach program. The wellness coordinator works through mental and physical health parameters, and the therapeutic counselor continues to assist women and children coming from violent situations. We don't just get them in a unit and then they're left to fend for themselves, explained Marshall. Owner and founder of Living Waters Resort, Larry Law, worked further with My Friend's House to enhance their partnership. Larry Law came for a tour of the shelter. He saw what we were working with in our barriers and asked what he could do to help, said Marshall. The staffing quarters at the Living Waters Resort now provide transitional housing to women moving on from My Friend's House and provide an optional place to work if needed. We believe that true leadership starts with service. As a community built on care and compassion, this just became a perfect fit for us, said Living Waters Resort Vice President Don Buckle. He talked about the team of people who foster the company culture at the resort and how they demonstrate dedication to supporting their communities. Our goal is to continue working with My Friend's House however they need us to be there for them. We're not stuck in a box, he said of their growing partnership. Despite the challenges over the past year, the grant funds have aided My Friend's House in supporting 8 women through the program and into transitional housing. Living Waters is a huge supporter, said Marshall. We have a lot of shared values, said Buckle. He described the resort as a place to build support networks and its role in providing safe and tranquil residence for those who require transitional housing. Getting other people to see that this is an awesome thing they can do to support people in their community, who are maybe less fortunate, and it's not a scary thing, said Marshall. They need a strong support system around them. So, if it wasn't for the safety net like my friend's house, who are also limited to the number of people they can help, and like finding work, without any of that they are just going in a circle of abuse, said Buckle. The biggest challenge Marshall faces is finding housing for women with children, as the residence at Living Waters Resort is not built to accommodate those families. There are also ways that individuals can help, explained Marshall. The Fresh Start Project works with my friend's house to provide items like kitchenwares and bedding. You can follow the Fresh Start Project, Collingwood area to see posts when they are helping women transition and make donations. It's been really great for them, said Marshall about checking in on clients who have benefited from the program this past year. She is hopeful that more awareness will also improve conversations and understanding about programs like Finding Home. Who knows what the future brings? This may be one stepping stone in a larger thing down the road. We don't know, said Buckle. More information can be found on the website, and Marshall encourages anyone who would like to help or has questions regarding the Finding Home project to contact her at transitioncoordinator@myfriendshouse.ca.